Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you for having me back. We are learning tonight Lezecher Nishmas and for Aliyah Nishmat Tzartal Esther Bat Yehuda Aryeh Alaha HaShalom on the occasion of her first Yartzeit. The family should have a Nechama, and Hashem should have an Aliyah, and all the Maisim Tovim and Tfilos HaChasadim that she did when she was here should be a Schus for the entire family. So tonight's shiur is called "For the Sins We Have Sinned Before You." It's words from Achet Shechatanu Lufanacha. We're going to be saying the vidui, the oral confession, of course, multiple times on Rosh Hashanah. We say it. The Chazan says it. We say it with the Chazan. For the sins we have sinned before you, the power, promise, and danger of the spoken word. That's the title of tonight's shiur. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos, one second please, I'm just going to take this chair. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos that Rav had a difficult wife. Whatever he wanted, she gave him the opposite. When he asked for bean soup, she served him pea soup. One night, he was sitting at the table, he asked for bean soup. Lo and behold, she served him bean soup. He was shocked. He turned to his son and he said, "Mother has improved her ways. Now she was serving what he was requesting." And the son said, "Oh no, I just told her that you wanted pea soup." So you would think it's a nice way to make some shalom bayis. However, Rav admonished his son and he said to him, "Don't ever do that again." And he quoted from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, "Limdu l'shonum daber sheker." They teach their tongues, their mouths, to speak falsehood. Ha'avei nilu. They teach their people to say lies. Says Hashem, "Shall I not punish them? Ha'al elalo efkarbam. Should I not hold you accountable?" Avsham Shirfal Hirsch used to say that a man needs to be an Adam Kashar. Thank you very much. An Adam Kashar. And an Adam Yasha, I don't want to spill. Thank you. An Adam Kasha and an Adam Yasha. An Adam Kasha means you have to be kosher in your dealings with God. And an Adam Yasha means you have to be straight in your dealings with fellow man. Torah, mitzvos. Avodas Hashem is a package deal. You have to be kosher, bein Adam l'makom, between me and the Ribbono Shel'olam. And you have to be Yasha, you have to be straight between man and fellow man. Can't lie. Midvar Sheker Tirchot. So it's true that I want this soup and she served me that soup. And maybe the way to find out if I can get a different soup is to lie about the one I want. But said Rav, don't ever do that again. So it's very interesting. After I submitted the title, and then when I was preparing, I actually went to the Al-Chaitz in the Machzor, and I wanted to see that the title is based on the Al-Chaitz Shechatanu Lefanecha B'Lashon Hara. We're all going to clap over here, and we're all going to say for the sin that we sinned against you with Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara literally translates as Lashon is tongue, and Ra is evil. So even though we tend to translate it as slander or gossip, it really means evil tongue, Lashon Ra, that's what it is. So I wanted to see how many of the Al-Chaitz actually have to do with the power of the spoken word. I wish you had a machzor to do this exercise with me. I took a pencil and I put an asterisk next to the most obvious ones. This does not mean, by the way, that the other ones don't have anything to do with the spoken word as well. These are the very obvious ones. I'm going to say them in Hebrew and I'm going to translate them. The Al-Chaitz Shechatanu Lefanecha Bivitui Sfasayim. Sfasayim is what? Lips, the sins we have sinned before you with the utterance of the lips. For sins that we have sinned before you, with the speech of the mouth. Now, by the way, in between those two are galoi uvaseser, sins that we have sinned in public and in private. Very often, sins in public and in private also involve sins of the mouth. And after that comes Achet Shechatanu Lefanecha B'Gilui Arayos, one of the gateways to Gilui Arayos, promiscuity, illicit relationships, things we should not be doing. One of the gateways into that sin as well. Sins of the mouth, you want to call flirting, you want to call any other inappropriate term you could think of. One of the gateways to seduction is the mouth. Besides how the person dresses, it's also how they talk, it's also the words that they speak. So when you start to look at all of them, what emerges fascinating is how many are related to Koach HaDibur. So for the obvious ones are, I know you don't have a master, but Bivitui Sfasayim, utterance of the lips, Dibur Peh, these are the obvious ones. I'm not even including Gilui Arayos in here. Dibur Peh is speech of the mouth. Achet Shechatanu Lefanecha B'Hona'as Re'ah. What does that mean? Ona'at Varim, Ona'as Re'ah. oppressing your friend, wronging a neighbor. Once again, we're back to insincere confession. Insincere confession of salvation says so powerfully. I just quoted this in the shiur last week, that when a person stands up, if he comes to do confession, vidui, and he's melamed tzchus upon himself while he's confessing, memeila ribon shalom. What does it mean melamed tzchus? He gives himself the benefit of the doubt while he's in the middle of the confession. God, it was so hard. Dagasa parnasa. I was worried about parnasa. Mayetzer har was so strong. While you're saying this, you're saying, you're giving God all the reasons why really he should exonerate you. So the Salvation says, that's not confession. That's worthless. That's nothing. Vidui peh, false confession. I put chilul Hashem under sins of obvious speech. Why? Why? I'm asking a question.
You could make a chilul Hashem.
Because one of the primary ways that we make a tremendous chilul Hashem is through sins of speech. Sins of speech. The way you talk, the way you represent a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way you interact with others, the way you reply to others. I think it's the Ramban. It could be the Rambam, but I'm not remembering right now. Who says that Moshe sinned by the sin of the rock and Shimuna Hamorim, listen to you rebels. I think it was the Rambam. Maimonides was that he was a Chilul Hashem. It was a Chilul Hashem. What was the Chilul Hashem? He screamed at the people. Shimuna Hamorim, Aminasalaz, and Nosilachamayim. Listen to you rebels, said Moses to the people. You think with this rock I'm going to bring you water? Forget the stick. Forget hitting it. He shouted at the people. That's a chilul Hashem. Next one, achei shechatan fenecha betifshus peh, the sin of speaking through foolish speech. Oh yeah, I lost count. 1 second, I want to do this with you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm up to 6 obvious ones. Next, achei shechatan fenecha betumas sifasayim. What's that? Or betumat sifatayim. What is that? Impurity of the lips. Achei shechatan fenecha beyetzer hara. I'm definitely putting yetzer hara in where? Sins of speech, because who motivates you to say things you know you shouldn't say? Don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. The next thing you know, it's out of your mouth. How did that ever happen? How could that be? Here we go. To sins that I spoke against you, translated as slander, but literally wicked speech. What's latzon?
Desire.
Wow.
Idiocy.
No, I can't hear. I didn't hear.
Idiocy,
I'm a clown. Oh, a clown is a late. So latzon is like mockery. Latzon. And the Chafetz Chaim puts leitzanut or leitzanus in one of the categories of forbidden speech. Next comes alchei chachatam fenecha b'maso v'matan, business dealings. That's not even, I'm not even including that as one of the obvious ones, except that, what do you do when you're dishonest with somebody? You have to quote a dishonest price, you have to make a dishonest deal, you don't keep your word. Next obvious one, achei chachatam fenecha b'machal v'mishta. Where, first of all, where do I eat? Where do I drink? Where do I make a bracha? Where do I say birkat hamazon? Look at this. Achei chachatam fenecha b'netiyas garan, through haughtiness. Why am I putting down a speech? What does Chazal tell us? What's the root sin of the one who has tzara'as? Tzara'as is the biblical leprosy that results from lashon hara. What's the root of the sin? Gasud haruach. Haughtiness. I'm better than you, therefore I could speak negatively about you, therefore I spoke lashon hara about you. I must be better than you. Achei chachatan fenecha b'siach sif soseinu, b'siach sifotenu, siftotenu. What does that mean? Idle chatter of our lips, talking about things, idle prattling, things I don't need to be talking about, things that are a waste of time, things that I shouldn't be discussing in the first place. Achei chachatan fenecha b'ainayim ramos, sins that I've spoken before you through haughty eyes. Once again, haughtiness leads directly to lashon hara. Achei chachatan fenecha b'azus meitzach, brazenness, brazen speech. I'm not making this up. Could you imagine? Whoever paid attention, I tell you honest, MS, I never even paid attention. I never went and counted. So even after I submitted the title, then I said, okay, let's see what the shiur is going to be about. I thought it was a nice title. Thought it was important to speak about the power of words. Coming up to Rosh Hashanah, and then I said, I'm going to go through the smatzer, and I'm going to see how many alchets, you know how many times you say this on Yom Kippur? 10. Because we say it individually, starting with Mincha, Erev Yom Kippur. You say your vidui before the Sudam Sekhas, in case you choke on your food, you better have your confession done. Right? And then the Chazan repeats it every time, and you say it with him again. Oh, I just thought something nice. We say 10 times. Perhaps we could say that we're atoning, each one atones for one of the Sarasadibras that we were over this past year. Just an interesting ha'ara to think about. 10 represents, you say 10, and what comes to mind is the Sarasadibros, the foundation of our Amunah. And Ochi Hashem, the times we didn't believe in Hashem. Lo yelecha Elohim acher ma'panai, the times we believed in Avodah Zarah. People today, there are forms of Avodah Zarah today. I don't mean literally bang down to an idol. The times I took God's name in vain, the times I didn't keep Shabbos properly, the times I did Zil Zohar Memorah, and that's an interesting thought. We say this 10 times. If you go through the Sarasadibras, we're over on all the Sarasadibras. So you could actually say that each of the 10 times is stones for one of the Sarasadibras. What's Rechilas? You know what she said about you?
No.
I have to do that, but he's stirring. I'm a focus. You know what she said about you, and then you go and you tell her. So now what? A hates B, B hates A, and you were the cause of it. You don't have to repeat it. You have nothing nice to say, say nothing. Yes?
But aren't each of these all part of the same thing?
But that's what's unbelievable. That's what's unbelievable. Yes, they're all part of the sin, the power, the promise, the danger of the spoken word. Look how many facets to the spoken word there are that need atonement. It's unbelievable. Am I boring you? I'm not even finished with the list. Could you imagine? The sin that I sinned before you for taking an oath that I did not keep. What does that mean? I said I'm going to do say, I'm not going to do say. Rule number one, it's hard to stick to. I don't always remember. Don't tell your kids you're going somewhere to in the car and going somewhere. Because what happens? You think you're going somewhere. And even if it could be 2 hours before, then you don't get there. Mommy said we're going. Why are we going? Shul Ashav. I took an oath in vain. Achet shechatanu fanecha besinas chinam. What's sinas chinam? Do you hate your brother? So what do? A few people sit at a table together at a wedding, one person gets up and leave, and everyone starts talking about that person. So now you're over Lashon Hara, now you're over Azus Meitzach, now you're over Sinas Chinam for sure, now you could be over Rechilas, Latson, Lashon Hara, Machal V'Mishteh, you're doing it while you're eating, Netias Goren, I'm greater than her, so it gives me the right to talk about that person. Yes, they are all facets of the same Inyan. And what's the inyan, the root of what man is? Oft quoted pasuk that I oft quote. Perek Sefer Bereishis, Perek Beis, pasuk Zayin. Back in the beginning, chapter 2, verse 7, when God created man. I'm not talking about when man was first created as man and woman in chapter 1. That is way beyond the scope of tonight's year. But in chapter 2, he is refashioned. In the beginning, he's made as one man, woman, being. In Perek Aleph. Everything in Perek Aleph is way beyond what we could understand. Perek Beis, we start to understand just a little bit. Okay? So you come to Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, and it's time to create man. Hashem has this whole beautiful world, and who's going to enjoy the whole beautiful world? So, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam afar min ha'adam ba'al. Hashem Elokim created man dust from the earth. So what's man? Hashmias, base physicality. Where do I get my base physicality from? Dust from the earth. The dust from the earth represents the gashmius component of man, gashmiut, the physicality of man. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam afar min ha'adam. I have gashmius, but then I'm not a man, then I'm a statue, then I'm clay. Gashmius doesn't make me a man. What makes me a man? Vayipach ba'afav nishmas chayim. You need both. He blew into his nostrils, nishmat chayim. Why did he blow into his nostrils? A soul of life. A soul alone, I'm not a man. Body alone, I'm not a man. What happens when the soul leaves the body? The person's not here. He puts you together. Adam l'nefesh chaya. All of a sudden, you have a creation. Man is a living spirit. And Targum Unkos famously comments on that pasuk. Targum Unkos says, what does it mean that man is a living spirit? V'havas ba'adam l'ruach mimalla. Man became a speaking spirit. That's what Targum Onkelos needs to tell you. At the moment of creation, literally the moment of creation, Onkelos is not a translation. It's not like art school or Koran who gives you the English. It's an interpretation. He's telling you what the pasuk means. What does the pasuk mean? That at the moment of creation, we were divested with koach hadibur, the power of speech. Now I'm going to count how many asterisks there are here. One, two, my own, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 of the obvious ones. What else is interesting about that? 18 is chai. In fact, the pasuk tells us in Mishlei, ha-maves v'ha-chayim v'yad ha-lashon. Maves, death. Chayim, life. V'yad ha-lashon. You're right. There are manifestations of the same thing, of what? The power that was invested with me at the moment that I was created. We tend to think of Lashon Hara as a very narrow category, and that's what I'm hoping we're all going to understand. It's way broader than what you think of Lashon Hara, and what I think of Lashon Hara. Why do I tend to think of Lashon Hara? Two people are sitting together. I had a Shabbos with my neighbor, and I say at the table to this other person, we ate there, and her potato cocoa was so bad, and she forgot the salt, doesn't she know how to cook, and now you have a negative impression. I'm really not making a joke, I'm being serious. Hey, someone's dressing not according to your liking. What's in my business? I'm not God, I don't care how anybody dresses. And you go and you talk about it to somebody else. Someone did say, you know, that we have a very narrow view of what the power, promise, and danger of the spoken word is. But we have to say vidui. By the way, we have to orally confess. We have to actually orally confess for all these sins. You have to use your mouth. You have to say the words. We have the wrong view. That's very narrow. We have to broaden our horizons and understand that the spoken word goes way beyond the power of mouth, goes way beyond that very narrow view of Lashon Hara. According to the Chafetz Chaim, forbidden speech includes sheker. What sheker? Everybody told you the story from the Gemara in Yevamos. What did Rav say to his son? Limdu l'shonam daber sheker. They teach their mouths to speak sheker, falsehood. Ha'al elalo efkarban. We will be held accountable for sheker. The very first pasuk in the entire Torah does not have the nekuda of a shuruk. Bereshis bara Elokim et hashemayim ve'et ha'aretz. Shuruk is the three diagonal dots. It makes an u sound. Shuruk, shin, resh, kaf. Why? Kaf. Why? Because if you scramble the word shuruk, what letters do you get?
Sheker.
Sheker. And there cannot be, I didn't make this up, and there cannot be any semblance of sheker, of lying, of falsehood in the foundation of the Torah. So the Chafetz Chaim says, it includes sheker, which is lying. Chanifa is improper flattery, flattering a rasha, bribing someone, using your tongue to say inappropriate words to get what you want. Machlokas. Machlokas. These are in the Chafetz Chaim's categories of forbidden speech. That is in Lashon Hara. Shmiras Lashon is Lashon Hara. There's a lot more. Rechilus, telling someone what someone said. Ka'as, I told you about Moshe Rabbeinu already. According to the Rambam, according to Maimonides, Moses' sin was not that he struck the rock. That's unbelievable. Doesn't everybody think? Struck the rock twice with his hand, so therefore he's not going to enter the stone. No, says Maimonides. His sin was his three words, Shimu na hamorim. Listen, O you rebels. Listen was his anger. For that, he was banned from Eretz Yisrael. I can get on a plane, I can have a passport, I could be there 12 hours later. If I get miles, I don't even have to pay for a ticket. You could never go in. Why? Shimuna morim, amina selaz, and no tilachamayim. And there was no place for ka'as. According to the Rambam, Maimonides, every midah you should be a beinonis. Middle of the road. Middle of the road. You need is every midah, every character trait you need some of. Except for, there's no room for ka'as. You always have to be in the spectrum of off the charts. Not the high way, the low way. Gaiva, haughtiness, onas dvarim, it's onas dvarim. Rachmana litzlan. Terrible oppression. So sad. Leitzanus is mockery. It's one of the things that we call bachay for. Habanis panim. Habanat panim. What is it?
It's to, albin panim is to make somebody
embarrassed. And Chazal says it's better to be thrown into kibshon ha'esh, to be thrown into a fiery furnace, than to embarrass another person in public. We learned that from Yehuda and Tamar, going back to the Book of Bereishis. Soon we're going to be in the Book of Bereishis again. She refused to reveal who was the father of her twins. She was about to be taken out to be burned, and she would not publicly say she was pregnant by him. It's very frightening. Hamaves v'hachayim biyad halashon. Your tongue holds the power of Mavis and Chaya. Not only for myself. What about the person on the receiving end of the Habanas Panim? What about the person on the receiving end of Loitzanis? What about the person on the receiving end of Bekas? And then I come to God and I clap Al-Khay for everything that I did. So the Rambam says, there are halachic categories to teshuva. Halachic categories to repentance. It's not just a nice eitzah, a nice piece of advice. It's not just do whatever you want to repent. There are halachic categories for repentance. There are stages to repent. You want to be a chozer b'tshuva, you have to go through these stages. Charata, what is charata? Charata. You have to regret your sin. You can't do tshuva if you don't regret. So I add in a little stage before charata. And I call it self-awareness. And I think, I very humbly offer this to you, but I really do think this very strongly. I believe that the first stage in Avodas Hashem is self-awareness. You can't change if you don't know you're doing something wrong. You can't change if you are not self-aware of who you are, of how you behave, of how you speak. How could you change if you're not self-aware? Before harata, before regret, you have to feel bad that you make fun of someone else. A joke is only a joke when it's not at someone else's expense. How come we don't know that? How come we think it's okay to embarrass people? I don't know, I'm talking to myself. It's hard to be a person. It's very hard. It would be much easier if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us like robots. I just do what I have to do. I wouldn't have emotion, I wouldn't have passion. The same passion that fuels me to dance in Simchas Torah is the same passion that fuels me to lash out at someone else. I have to channel who I am, but I can't channel the Tova if I don't know there's anything wrong. Self-awareness. Who am I? What am I? Where am I? After sin, Adam and his wife, she's not called Isha to the edge, she's not called Chava to the end of Paragimel. They hear God walking in the garden. Rav Shimshon Pinchas says, God's giving them a chance to repent. He's coming to find them. I am presenting myself to you. Do you just sin? Did you perchance eat from the tree I told you not to eat from? And what does Adam say? We heard you walking, so we were afraid. What's the first thing God says? Ayaka. Where are you? God doesn't know. It's not that God needed to ask. It's that Adam needed to hear. And so often in life, we need to stop and ask ourselves, Ayaka, where am I? Lamaisa, where am I? Hamavis v'hachayim biyad halashon. It's very, very frightening. It's very empowering. It's very dangerous. Chabad Chaim says in the Sefer Kunshus Chovas Hashmira, Klal hadvarim, the sum of the matter is, b'diburav shal Adam, are you ready? Yachal livra'a olamot ulaha harivan. The sum of the matter is, says the Chafetz Chaim, that with words man can what? What are the two things I just told you? Livra'a olamot, bereshit bara, create worlds, ulaha harivan, and destroy worlds. Rav Lau says in his Yachal Yisrael's beautiful work on Pirkei Avos, before the words leave your mouth, you are master over them. Once they leave your mouth, they are master over you. You could apologize, you could stand on your head, you could buy presents, you could tell other people you're sorry. Lamaisa, what have you done to the other person? Perhaps you destroy their world. I'm talking to myself. I am talking to myself. And then I'm going to stand up and I'm going to go like this 10 times and I think I'm absolved. So the Rambam says, Maimonides says, there are concrete stages to teshuva. Welcome. Charata is regret. Remember we said regret? But what do we say comes before regret?
Self-awareness.
By the way, self-awareness is something you need to daven for. I don't mean you, I mean me. Rav Holzer explains this in the works of Rav Soloveitchik. Sometimes a person doesn't even know they're on the wrong path. If the daven to Hashem, to help me realize, Baruch Pokei Hebron, open my eyes so I know when I'm doing something wrong, then I can regret. Charata. Just because you regret something, it's very hard to move to the next stage. What's the next stage? Azivat HaChet, leaving the sin. You know, it translates into the physical realm very, very much. What? How do I translate this into the physical realm? I really have a weakness. I haven't made it for a long time. For apple crisp. You know, some people are the chocolate dessert people. This is a true story. The chocolate dessert people, and then there are the fruit dessert people. I am the fruit dessert person. I haven't made it for a very long time. I'll tell you why. If I could eat one piece of apple crisp, I would make apple crisp. I could easily eat three, and then still want another. What does it have to do with anything that I'm talking about? A lot. Charata means to regret. While I'm eating the second piece, I'm not happy I'm eating it. But I can't leave the sin. I'm being serious. Self-aware. I know I shouldn't be eating three, even though I make it with white whole wheat flour, even though I make it with oil instead of margarine. Let's get real. It's not a salad, okay? So, I have self-awareness that I should not be eating three pieces. I have charata. I'm not going to be happy after. But to get from a charata to aziva sachit is very hard. What's aziva sachit? Leaving the sin. Just because you know something's wrong, and just because you regret it, it's very hard to leave the sin. Someone who has a problem with gambling, who knows they shouldn't be gambling? But they can't leave it. Zivach HaChet is a huge leap of faith. And Soloveitchik says the sinner needs one thing to be a repentant. Courage. You need courage to do teshuvah. Ezu gibar kovesh at Yitzrao. Who is a gibar, a mighty person? One who conquers his inclination, say the sages in the beginning of chapter 4 of Avos. He is better than one who conquers the city. It's very hard to go from charata to aziva sachet. After aziva sachet, you finally left the sin. You managed to stop being abacus. In my case, I don't make abacus. So, by the way, it's also true in the spiritual realm. This is very important. Why did I stop making the abacus? I can't control myself. How does this translate into the spiritual realm? Don't put yourself with people who you know are going to be a problem for. I'm not saying to be rude, I'm not saying to ignore people, but if you know that a group of women and you go out for lunch, and the conversation basically revolves around other people in the neighborhood, so it's a better idea if you're trying to leave the sin not to be with those people. I'm not saying to be rude. I'm not saying to be not nice. I'm not saying to start ignoring people and be a hermit in your house. Don't, just like the gambler who's trying to recover, should not put himself into the Las Vegas casino, because what's going to happen is going to be nichshol. And just like I had to stop making applicants because I wasn't happy with myself, so too, if somebody causes you to speak Lashon Hara, so what? Don't be with them when you're trying to overcome. Someone, I was learning with somebody last week or the week before, so we were talking about the Midah of Kas. So she told me the gourmet got parking lot's a big problem for her. She's working on a specific midah, it's Allah, and it's a big problem for her. Makes her crazy. So I said, I think you need to go to the Woodmere one. Stop going to the Cedars. The parking's much easier. You don't have to fight with anyone. There's no quarters in the meter maids. Go to the Woodmere one. What did I tell her? For real, I'm being serious, ladies, though. Leave the situation. Don't think you're so strong that you can put yourself in while you're still weak. Aziva sachet, don't be with the people who speak Lashon Hara. Don't judge them, that's not your problem, that's for God, the Dayan Ames, the true judge. But don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to be nechshol, okay? Then we come to vidui, which is oral confession, which is what this shir is based on this evening, and I hope that for all of us, really, I've never done a shir on these inyanim, specifically in regard to the achetz, that it will open our eyes a little bit. Yom Kippur is coming very fast. I know Rosh Hashanah is next week. Yom Kippur follows very quickly after. Seres and Mei Teshuva aren't that long. Take off the three for Rosh Hashanah, then we have some Gedalia, but then it's not a Seres anymore, okay? So I hope it will have some new ha'aras for us when we open our mitzvah to say these words this year. And finally, Kabbalah al Ha'asid, Kabbalah al Ha'atid. So you could go through all the stages. I could be self-aware. Excuse me. I could regret. I could even leave the sin. / don't put yourself in the situation. don't prove to God that you're a martyr, you know? Just don't go there. I could orally confess. Then what about tomorrow? So on Yud Tishrei, I'm great. What about Yud Aleph? Never mind Tishrei. What about Kislev? By Kislev, I'm Teves, I'm Shvat. I didn't even know what I was talking about on Yom Kippur. Kabbalah al ha'asid, Kabbalah al ha'atid. You have to make your New Year's resolution stick. But so those are the principles of Teshuvah according to the Rambam, Maimonides. However, there's another condition for Bein Adam l'Chaveiro, for sins between man and fellow man, which so many of these focus upon. And that is asking forgiveness from your friend, making amends, making sure there's no hurt feeling. This is very hard. Why? Your friend could say, I forgive you. By the way, the Rambam says, if somebody comes to ask you for forgiveness once and twice and thrice, you shouldn't be a cruel person. You should verbally say you forgive. It's very important to verbally say you forgive, by the way. Rav Moshe Feinstein teaches, related to Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we read about the Asar Hurugei Malchus. Twice a year, we read about the 10 martyrs. Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. We read about the 10 martyrs who gave their life in the time of the Roman persecution. The 10 martyrs were retribution for the brothers who sold Yosef. The 10 brothers, Benjamin wasn't involved in the sale. Yosef was the 12th brother. 10 brothers sold Yosef. The Roman emperor said, you guys never paid back. You're going to die for that sin. Not that they need excuses to kill us, but they'll become very creative. So Moshe Feinstein says, but the brothers and Yosef made up. If you go to the end of Bereshit, things seem very hunky-dory. Moshe Feinstein doesn't say that. Everything is fine. So why is this going on? So you know what he says? Moshe Zatzal says something extremely important in regard to these inyanim as we come up to the Yamim Noraim. Yosef never said to the brothers, I forgive you. Limchia shalchani Hashem lefneichem. God sent me to be a provider of life before you. It's okay, don't worry. It was all a shkacha pratis. Well, Maisa, he never said, I forgive you. Salachti kidvareichem, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Yosef never said it. Moshe Feinstein says, for that's why the Asar Hurugei Malchus, which we read on Yom Kippur, happened. So perhaps another lesson, when the Chazan and you are going through the Asar Hurugei Malchus, besides the fact that it's history and it's the Holocaust and it's the Salmon family, and it's coming up to the 3rd year state of the Harnuf Kedoshim, and Achshon Waxman, and all those who we don't even remember now, the Applebaum and her father, Dr. David, Halevi, Hashem Yinkom Damu, your site was last week. Besides for that, and from the Asar Hurugei Malchus, their death should atone for all of us on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. There's an underlying theme here. Yosef never says Rav Moshe, I forgive you, and therefore that happened. So when the Rambam writes, when Maimonides writes in Hilchos Tshuva, that if someone comes and asks you forgiveness, grant it. It's not just some nice thing the Rambam is telling you to do. You have the power to change worlds. Why? Because you can build words. It's every time I say it, it's a tongue twister for me. You can build, it's easier in Hebrew, you can build worlds with your words. You can say, I understand you didn't mean it, forgive me. By the way, it's very hard. Moving past the emotional stage is much harder. But mikol shelo lishma, balishma. Have in mind that chitzonius, the externality, influences the internality. I want to point out something very, very interesting to you. How did Hashem create the world? Bereshis bara Elokim et hashamayim et haaretz. In the beginning, Elokim created shamayim v'aretz. Haaretz ha'isa tohu v'vohu. V'choshech al p'nei tohom. V'ruach Elokim rachavat al p'nei amayim. It was chaos. It was darkness. It was primordial blackness. There's only God hovering over the surface of the water. What's the third verse? V'yomer Elokim yehi or v'yehi or. So, what do we always take from that pasuk? Ladies, what's the first thing God created?
Light.
Or light. How did He create light?
Speech.
The power of speech. Vayomer, and God said, "Let there be light." And there's like, Kosh Baruch, do whatever He wants. The Almighty had to go through 6 days of creation, speaking everything he wanted to come into fruition in a split nanosecond, of a split nanosecond, faster than we could imagine, could have created the whole world. What's it going through the whole process for? Each day is created through speech. Let's go back to what the Chofetz Chaim says. B'diburav shal Adam yachal livro olamo. Key word, livro. Who is the original Bore? God. Ulaha chariva. And to destroy. So what is what God does have to do with me? So God creates worlds with word. What about me? So there's a principle of the Gemara, Masech Sota, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, 14:8. What is the mitzvah and sefer devarim to go after God? Is it possible, achar shchina, says the Gemara, is it possible for man to go after the Almighty? Isn't God a consuming fire? Could you go after the sun? You know what happened? There's a Shir Wayu tour if you want to hear. Go on. You know what happened after I looked at the eclipse for 5 seconds? I was terrified. I thought that was it. I was going to wake up without vision. I have a whole Shir Wayu tour on that. And I thought I was going to wake up without vision. Can you go by the sun? I can't look at it from Earth, which is, I don't know how many light years away. I'm so scared. So the Torah says on one hand, God is a consuming fire. And on the other hand, it says go after God. So how can I go after God if he's a consuming fire? You understand the question? I can't hug you if you're a consuming fire. I can't follow you if you're going to burn me up. So what does the Gemara say? L'halech achar midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To emulate his ways. Mahu rachum av ada. Just like he does, you shall do. How did God create? Through the power of word. Why? Because he needed to? No. Because he is, says for salvation, kamala made Torah la'amo Yisra. God is our teacher. Ooh, it might be in this machzor. Ooh, 1 second. Ooh, I love this beautiful part of the Rav. It's very dangerous when I say that. You know why? It's in here. I'm so excited. I could say it to you outside, but it's better to hear him. Much. My Mashiach, exactly what I'm saying, and I didn't even realize. Ready? Are you excited? Although we perceive that there are many teachers of Torah, this perception is superficial. There really is no flesh and blood teacher of Torah. There is only one Rebbe, capital O, capital R, one Rosh Yeshiva, capitals, one teacher, the ultimate melamed Torah la'amo Yisrael, identified in this blessing. He's referring to the morning blessing when we bless God, who is the teacher of Torah to Israel. The voice of God resonates within the voice of every mortal teacher. The master of the universe was our teacher at Sinai and remains our teachers throughout the generations. God created the world through word to emulate for us how we shall behave. We too can create through word. The flip side is, we can, God forbid, destroy through word. A teacher had two apples. It was the first day of school. Two beautiful red shiny apples. And before the students came into the class, she put one apple on the desk and she threw the other apple on the floor. It didn't break, but what happens if you drop an apple in the grocery? It's bruised. It doesn't crack in half. I'm not talking about throwing it on the floor. It rolled on the floor. Once, twice, thrice. And then she put both apples back on her desk. And then the students came into the class and she introduced herself. And they all said their names. And she said, before we begin our lesson, students, before we begin our learning, we're going to take a lesson from these apples. I have two apples. She put one down. She picked up the apple that was not bruised. This is all unbeknownst to the students. The bruising went on before. To the students, it looked like two apples. They don't know that one was rolled on the floor. She picked up the beautiful, shiny red apple, and she said, you're such a beautiful apple. Your juice must be so crisp. Your flesh must be so crisp. Your juice must be so refreshing. I'm going to pass this apple around to every single one of you. And imagine we did this exercise. It would be pretty amazing, by the way. And you're all going to say something nice to the apple. You're going to say the color of the flesh is so beautiful. You're going to say the skin is so shiny. You're going to say we could plant trees from your seeds. You're going to say I can't wait to eat you. You're going to say I want the vitamins inside. Everybody went around and complimented the apple, and she put the apple on the desk. And then she picked up the apple that, again, the children did not know had bruises inside. And she said to this apple, excuse me, you're such a stupid apple. You must be so not tasty. Nobody wants to have anything to do with you. And she said to the students, I'm going to pass this apple around the class. I want everybody to insult the apple. And everyone said something not nice to the apple. You're not shiny. I don't want to eat you. You have no vitamins. You have nothing to offer anybody. And then she took both apples to her desk, and she took a sharp knife, and she cut one in half, and she cut the other in half. And she held up a half of each apple. And the apple they all complimented was beautiful, and crisp, and juicy, and white inside, and gorgeous. And the apple from the floor was bruised, and mealy, and mushy, and not nice. And she said, this is what happens to people with the way that we talk to them. Those who we compliment are like this beautiful apple. And those who we degrade and insult and abuse and call stupid and neglect and leave out and harass become like the bruised apple inside. You might not see the damage of your words, but that person feels the difference. I was thinking, this led to a very interesting ha'ara that I never had before. Baruch Pokeach Ivrim. And I was thinking, how do I translate? I'll tell you my translation of Tzara'as. My translation of Tzara'as is a physical malady with a root that's spiritual. No, I said it wrong. That's not my definition. It's a spiritual illness with a physical manifestation. That's my definition. Tzara'as is a spiritual illness with a physical manifestation. It's a spiritual sickness. It's not contagious. Lashon Hara is contagious maybe, but the spots aren't contagious. So why does it manifest as spots? Baheres, Levana, red, green, spots. The person has to go outside of the camp, a Dan Yeshe, sit by all himself, he has to contemplate what he did. So I was thinking as follows. Why do you get spots? Perhaps your spots are a reflection of the person you spoke about, soul. The damage you inflicted on their soul with your negative words manifests on you as spots. Let everybody see what you did to the other person. Those spots is her pain. Those spots are that child's tears. Those spots are my spouse's bruises. And I get the spots because I did it. Klal hadvarim b'diburo shel adam yachol livroa olamot. I can emulate God and be a creator, and you can literally build up another person with the power of words. On the other hand, ula hachariran, I can destroy somebody else with the power of words. So let me come to Yom Kippur. By the way, don't wait till Yom Kippur to start working on this. It's like he who crams for the test. Bad news. We have from Rosh Chodesh Aleph. Bevitu is fasayim, bedibur peh, bahonas reh, bevidu e peh, bechilo Hashem, betifshus peh, betumas fasayim, beyetzah hara, belashon hara, belatzon, bemachal v'mishta, menetiyas gora, besiach sif totenu, beinayim ramos, beazus meitzach, berechilus, beshvua shav, besinis chinam. 18 more obvious ones. And if you go through the other ones, you're going to find the connection as well. You're going to do this 10 times. Can I get that Seres Adibos? And I'm going to say 18 obvious ones, can I get Chai? But you have to make sure you mean it. And you have to make sure you want to leave this. You have to try and internalize what our words do to another person. I'm going to end with one more story. There was a father and a son. The son had an anger management problem. And he wanted to heal himself. And the father didn't like the anger management problem. So the father said to his son, teenager is old enough to do this exercise, son, every time you get angry, I want you to take a nail and bang it into the wooden fence in our yard. Every time his son got angry, he took a nail and he banged it into the fence. On the first day, he banged in 30 nails. On the second day, he went down. One day, he didn't bang in any nails. By the time he realized, right, every time I get angry, I have to go to the fence, hack in the nail. It wasn't worth becoming angry anymore. So he goes to father and he says, "Dad, today I had 0 nails in the fence." So father said, "Wonderful. Now I want you to do the opposite. Every time you stay calm, I want you to go to the fence and take out 1 nail for every time you were calm." This went on for a few weeks, till finally one day the boy said, "Dad, there are no more nails in the fence." "Great," said the father. "Come with me, son." And he took his son to the backyard, and he took him to the fence, and he said, "What do you see?" And the boy said, "A lot of holes in the fence." And the father said, "That's right. Because you can take out the nails, but you can't fix the holes in the fence." I'm speaking to myself. We have a lot of avoda to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. We have to believe in ourselves. It's a hard, hard avoda. Hamavas v'hachayim biyad halashon. We should be zocha that Hashem should open our eyes to the self-awareness we need to change, to regret these sins. They're the root of life and the root of death. To leave the sins, to orally confess, and finally to take upon ourselves in the future, Be'ezras Hashem, we will not return to these wanton ways. I wish you all, your families, your community, Klal Yisrael b'chol makom shehem, aktiva v'chatima tova, Shana Tova, Umu Rachas, Amen, Amen. Thank you, ladies. Is there any questions?